Shlomo Aleichem sweet his friends. The shir shvi is chus for Hoshianus and Rav Mordechai Ephraim and for Reb Meir Simcha ben Leah Baruch Hatzlacha B'chamas Eidem and for Shlomo for Zev Chaim and Chaya Edel and Baruch Hatzlacha Yeshua Gedola for Rav Mordechai Gimbal ben Chana Vigail or Vigail Chana. He should have a Yeshua and Rav Moshe ben Rachel or for Shlomo Chaim ben Chana Rezel. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, that teaches us three statements of Rav, and Shmuel argues in all three. Rav says, you're not allowed to be madlik ner v'schanukah miner l'ner, from candle to candle. Shmuel says, you are. Rav says, you're not allowed to remove tzitzis from one beggar and put them in another beggar. Shmuel says, you are. Rav says, Allah is not like Rav Shimon in Gerera, dragging a bench and making a ditch and not intending to make the ditch, where Rav Shimon says it's mutter, because Darv Shem Miskavim is mutter. Rav says, Allah is not like Rav Shimon, Darv Shem Miskavim is aser. And Shmuel says, no, Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Abayi says that his Rebbe, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, always follows Rav, except in these three cases. And therefore he holds, like Shmuel, that you are allowed to be madlik miner l'ner, you are allowed to be matir tzitzmi back of the bag, and Allah is like Rav Shimon in Gerera. A certain Talmud sat in front of Rav Adi Bar Ahava, and he said that the reason of Rav, that you're not allowed to be madlik miner l'ner, is bizui mitzvah, because you're taking from one ner, you're lighting a match, and then you're lighting the second candle, that's mevad to the first mitzvah. And Rav Adi Bar Ahava said, don't listen to him, the reason really is because you're makish the mitzvah. It looks like you're weakening the first mitzvah. You're weakening the first candle by taking its light and taking its shemen. What's the nafgamina between the two reasons? The Gemara says, the nafgamina is, if you light directly candle one to candle two, if the inyan is bizui mitzvah, so then you're allowed to do it, because it's not a bizui anymore, because you're lighting a second candle. It's direct. You're not lighting a match first. But if you hold it's a kushe mitzvah, there's a kushe mitzvah, you're weakening the mitzvah, you're weakening the first nair, even mishraga l'shraga. Gemara says, Vaiter on chav beiz amit beiz, what's the maskana? B'din hadlakas nair is chanukah mi nair le nair, as the Mefarshim point out, even though we already paskin like Shmuel, but that's Abaye. But the Gemara doesn't accept this psak, because we always follow Rav, and we therefore assume in ala light mi nair le nair, and we just want to know, is it lighting even directly from nair to nair, or only through a match? And the Gemara Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, in order to answer this question, we have to see if the din is hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. If you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah, that hadlaka is an actual mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of etzem, then you're allowed to be madlik miner l'ner. You're allowed to light directly because there's no bizui mitzvah here. And it's like the Menorah HaMikdash, there the Maitza Hadlaka was a mitzvah. And here also the Maitza Hadlaka is a mitzvah. So therefore you're allowed to light from near to near. Or the second side is Hanachos a mitzvah? Is the lighting just a means? It's a Tanai Mukdam, but the Etzah mitzvah is the Hanacha. And if that's the case, then ain't madlikim miner l'ner, because even if you light directly candle 2 from candle 1, it doesn't help us. Why not? Because it's still going to be a bizui mitzvah that you're not directly doing a mitzvah when you're lighting from candle 2 to candle 1. So this shaila of madlikim miner l'ner, if you're allowed to light directly, is tam l'shaila but lak osa mitzvah, in which case it's mutter, or anach osa mitzvah, in which case it is aser. In the Heilige Sefer Klichemda of the Goyim Yagadol, the Atzadik Rav Meir Don Plotzky Zatzal, and the great Polish Gaonim, Chassid, Polish Chassid of Ger and Sachachov. So he was a super, super duper poor. He has an amazing life story. This is not the time to tell it. So in Parshas Miketz on page 108, he has a delightful little pilpul to explain these three ma'amarim of Rav, how they interconnect. Ein madlik miner l'ner, ein matir mibeged l'beged, and ein halacha k'rav Shimon v'Gerera. So he says in Pashtus, let's first explain what pshat is ematir and vega lebega, the connection between vega lebega and ner lener. So think about it. If ein matir and mibega lebeged, we had a shayla of ner lener. Is it only usser if there's a middle, if there's a match in the middle, or is it even usser directly from ner to ner? And if ein matir and mibega lebeged, well, that's parallel to hadlaka mi ner lener. So that would mean hadlaka mi ner lener is usser. Not only is hadlaka through a match usser, but even directly from ner to ner is usser, just like you're not allowed to be matir tzitzis from one beged and put it on another beged. That's a bizui mitzvah. And we're obviously holding, like the Gemara says, that it's totally in the clear. Is hanacha osa mitzvah or adlaka osa mitzvah? Adlaka osa mitzvah. Then we're allowed to light from ner lener. But if hanacha is osa mitzvah, then we're not allowed to light directly from ner to ner, because the bizayon, because that's a mitzvah, is hanacha, not the hadlaka. And if you hold ein matir mi beged lebeged, that would mean ein madlikin mi ner lener, and that's hanacha osa mitzvah. However, he continues, and he says that the MS, we have to understand the root of the machlokas, if hanacha is osa mitzvah, adlaka is osa mitzvah. What's the machlokas here? So we can be mechadesh that the neis menorah, they were koveya on the neis of the neiros, neis chanukah, they were koveya on the neis of the neiros and the menorah. And it would seem that this machlokas, if hanacha osa mitzvah, adlaka osa mitzvah, is the etzem hadlaka the mitzvah, or the placing of the lit menorah mitzvah, and the lighting is just a prerequisite. So it's telling them in the Terutzim of the Beis Yosef, his famous kasha, why do you make Hanukkah 8 days and not seven? The miracle is only seven. There was enough light for one miracle, so one teretz the Beis Yosef gives is they split up the oil into eight parts, and there was takanes every night. It was only had 1/8 and it lit the whole night. Another teretz is immediately in the morning. The whole thing was lit, but immediately in the morning there was new shemen. It was malay like it started with. There was no, it didn't get, the shemen didn't get, didn't run out. It was malay kibetchil in the morning. So it seemed that that's the machlokas between hadlak osa mitzvah and hadlak osa mitzvah. The one who holds hadlak osa mitzvah holds that the neis was immediately b'shas hadlaka. They weren't mechalek the shemen, and on the first night the whole shemen was dolek, and therefore the neis was behadlaka, and therefore hadlaka osa mitzvah, that's zecher the neis, because the shemen didn't get used up, it remained full, so the neis starts from the very beginning of the lighting, it was already a neis. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Mashen kein rav, who holds that hanacha osa mitzvah, holds that they split it up into eight parts. So there was luck, there was no nace at all. You lit. There was a little bit of shem, and you lit it. Everything was natural. And the ikar nace was b'hanacha afterward, that it was sitting there. And therefore we say hanacha osa mitzvah was sitting there and remained lit. Even after the 1/8 should have been consumed, it wasn't. So that's the hanacha osa mitzvah. Even after the lighting is the mitzvah. Only after lighting, the etzem lighting is not a mitzvah. It's not, wasn't a nace. The nace was only afterwards. And since Rav holds hanacha osa mitzvah, ein madlikin miner lener, because the hadlaka is not a mitzvah be'etzim, just the hanacha is, and therefore it's a bizayon, ein madlikin miner lener. So we have a good kasha we started with. What is the connection between these three statements of Rav? And then we explain the difference between whether hanacha osa mitzvah, adlaka osa mitzvah. Is the hanacha mitzvah be'etzem, in which case you are allowed to light directly, or is the hadlaka just a prerequisite, and therefore you're not allowed to light directly from ner to ner, it's only the hanacha that's the mitzvah. And we explain the sharash machlokas of whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah is what exactly happened in the miracle. Did the oil just remain full the whole time? Or do we say that no, that a little bit was used up each night, 1/8. First night he put in an eighth, the second night he put in a second eighth. So b'shas hadlaka, there was no mitzvah, it was only a mitzvah afterwards. It was no nace, it was only a nace afterwards. Mashen Ken, if you hold that they put in the full amount of oil, then the moment they lit it, there was already a nace, that it wasn't consumed, it was burning and it wasn't consumed. Like the famous bush. And Rav, who holds, ein matir mi beged lebeged, also holds, ein madlikin mi ner lener. Now that I do it directly, because if you hold hanachos and mitzvah. Then you're not even allowed to do it directly. If you hold hadlakos and mitzvah, you're only allowed to do it with a kisim in the middle. So, if that's the case, it must be that Rav is holding hanachos and mitzvah. If you hold a hadlakos and mitzvah, then you're allowed to light miner l'ner, but Rav holds ein matir mi beged l'beged. Memeila ein madlikin miner l'ner, it's the same thing. And that must be because hanachos and mitzvah. The etzem hadlak is not a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah afterwards. That's like the teretz of the Beis Yosef, that they split it up into 8 parts. But the Mefarshim ask Akasha on this teretz of the Beis Yosef, they split up the Shemen into 8 parts. Why would they do such a thing? How did they know there was going to be an ace in some chanal and ace? Let them do the first mitzvah for first night properly. The teretz is that the Beis Yosef holds that a chatzi shir of a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Famous diyun in the Achronim, big discussion, many places. Is a chatzi shir a mitzvah, not a mitzvah? Ravadi and the chazin Ravadi and Pesach has a geshmak tshuva about this. Brings many makaros kedarka b'kodesh. So therefore, they figured, listen, we're not going to do the whole mitzvah, but let's do a half a mitzvah tonight, a half a mitzvah the next night, and half, not half 50%. But part of the half doesn't mean a chatzi shir, doesn't mean a half a shir. Literally, there is an opinion like that. But generally, chatzi shir is understood to mean that it's just part of a shir. So let whatever part of the shir, do part of the shir, it's also good, it's also something. But the MS, the ikar inyan of whether chatzi shir is a mitzvah, is talui in the discussion of whether chatzi shir, b'chol ha'isurim, is not only an isurei machal. Chatzi shir is usur in all isurim, not only isurei machal. And therefore we see from this that chatzi shir is part of the whole thing. Le'inyan isur. So we say le'inyan mitzvah also, do a chatzi shir. Just like by an isur you could do a chatzi shir, by a mitzvah also do a chatzi shir. It's mefurish in the Gemara. Learn from a pasuk that a chatzi shir is usur. It's a mele mitzvah also. The Chacham Tzvi holds that Chatzi Shir is only Besurei Machel. It's only Nesurei Achila. We learn from Kol Chelev. So you see that a Chatzi, just because it's a Chatzi Shir, doesn't mean that it's that a part is considered Isser. Because according to the Chacham Tzvi, when you eat a Chatzi Shir, so there's a din of Achshavei. For example, he says about Bal Yoron, Bal Yomatzah, if you have a half a shear, there's no Isser. Because he doesn't hold that part of it makes it whole. Part of the Isser has a din of partial Isser of the whole. No. Just by Dafka, by Achila, when you eat something Usser, so you're Machshivit, so that makes it for a Chatzi Shear is Usser. But if it's not Achila, he doesn't hold that Chatzi Shear is Usser. And therefore there's also no Chatzi Shir mitzvah. He doesn't hold part has the Isser of the whole, and he also doesn't hold that part of a mitzvah would have the mitzvah of the whole. So that's the machlokas Chatzi Shir. Is Chatzi Shir Aser B'chol HaYisurim or Dafka Binyan HaYachila? If you hold B'chol HaYisurim, then a mitzvah is also a mitzvah Chatzi Shir. And if you hold it's not B'chol HaYisurim, then there's no mitzvah of Chatzi Shir. And if that's the case, then you can't say like the teretz of the Beis Yosef. What was the Beis Yosef's teretz? They split it up into 1/8 every night. Mazel zerlanu. It's not a mitzvah. Why would they do such a thing? Ain't somchan al anez. And it's not a mitzvah to do to light 1/8. You have to have a shear of the proper shear. Now this svar of the Chacham Tzvi that only in Isurei Machal lechatz the shear is aser. Because of Achshavei, Mitzad Machshavto, so that apparently is totally in the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, B'davar Shein HaMiskaven. According to Rabbi Shimon, B'davar Shein HaMiskaven is Mutter if you don't intend to do the Malacha. So what do we see from there? That Koach HaMachshava is Poel, that even if it's a Davar Aser, nevertheless, it's totally in your Machshava. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Baal HaZohar, is a man of the spirit, of the mind, of the Neshama. He says it's Talayin Koyach HaMachshava, and therefore Davar Shein HaMiskaven is Mutter because you don't mean it. Even if you did a malacha asur, you made the ditch, but if you didn't mean it, it's mutter. Person's pater. So that's all. That's all. In Isser. And therefore we're gonna go the opposite way in Heter. The converse. And we're gonna say that even Chatzi Shir, he holds, we're going to say about excuse me, if we say Koach HaMachshav is Poel Afilu B'davar Eser, so therefore we say that if he drags the bench and he doesn't make a ditch, and he makes a ditch but he didn't intend to, he's going to be Pater. So we can also say that if he does a Chatzi Shir Eser but his intention is to do an Eser, his Machshav is L'Eser, his Machshavit is an Eser, then it's going to become Aser. Because Rabbi Shimon is machshiv the machshava. Mashenkin, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Darvashen and Miskavin Zasser, he says not tali at all in machshava. So Chatzi Shir also, we're not going to aser it mitzad achshave. So this whole svar of the Chacham Tzvi works according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the svar of achshave. So if you're machshavit, then it's aser. If you're not machshavit, then it's mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yehuda says that the etzem ma'is is aser. It doesn't matter what your machshav is. And if that's the case, then it's not alter your machshava. This, he doesn't consider the malacha aser, because if your machshava, because darvishen miskaven, is aser, and therefore he's not going to say the iser of chatzi shir is al tachshave. No, we have a ribui in the pasuk of kol chaylev, and therefore any chatzi shir is going to be aser. There's no nafgamina of chatzi shir iser and chatzi shir mitzvah, only according to Reb Shimon and the Chacham Tzvi Svar that there's achshave. So there, you could talk about Isser Chatzi Shir Ba'achila because of Achshave. And then, when a person does not have Kavana, when a person has Kavana for Isser, it's going to be Usser, even if it's not a whole Shir. If he goes baser the machshava, Mashenkin Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't follow machshava; he just follows the ma'isa. So if that's the case, we can say like the Teretz of the Beis Yosef, that they split the shemen up into 8 parts. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between a Chatzi Shir Isser and a Chatzi Shir Mitzvah. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is there no difference between Chatzi Shir and Chatzi Shir Mitzvah? Because the Chatzi Shir Aser is not Aser, it's Achshave. It's Aser because the Etzem, part of the Isser, is part of a whole Isser. So it's a partial Isser. Just the etzem maisa. So if you see that the etzem maisa is aser, even though it's a half a shir, so the a mitzvah also, the etzem maisa is going to be a mutter. The etzem maisa is going to be a mitzvah. And if that's the case, the whole chatzi shir is a mitzvah, then we can say again, like the Teretz of the Beis Yosef, that they are mechalek the shemen into 8 parts. And we can say Hanacha osa mitzvah, because since there are mechalik the shemen tei parts, when did the miracle start? Later on, not at the Shas Hadlaka, later on. And therefore, with Gemara's works very well. First, it brings the member of Rav that ain madlikin miner l'ner to teach us you're not even to light directly from candle to candle. And then we say, Ein matir mi beged lebeged. Because it's the same idea. The Ein madlikim miner lener is directly. How do you know it's talking about directly miner lener and not indirectly by through a match? Because Ein matir mi beged lebeged is directly. So since Ein matir mi beged lebeged is directly, so Ein madlikim miner lener is also direct. So that's the connection of the first two members of Rav. We have to understand why. It must be because Rav holds Hanachos a mitzvah. Even though you're doing it directly from Ner to Ner, but since Hanachos a mitzvah, B'shas Hadlaka, there's no mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah that's into light. It's just a prerequisite. And the question is why? Why is there a mitzvah only of Hanacha, not of Hadlaka? The miracle was in the Etzim Hadlaka. So therefore we have to say like the Teretz of Beis Yosef. They were mechalek the shemen into eight parts. That's also shver. How do we know that that part of a shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? Maybe dafka by chaylev, because there's achshave. Person ate part of the shir, so he's machshiv this chatzi shir. Maybe there's an iser. But how do you know by a mitzvah part of a shir is a mitzvah? Therefore it says, ein halacha korb shemen begreira. We don't follow Reb Shimon and Greira. We hold Reb Shimon Miskaven is usser. Since we hold Reb Shimon Miskaven is usser, you can't say that the Chatzi Shir is Mitzad Achshave, because here we don't care about his Machshava. If it's Mitzad Achshave, so then it's only a Surah Achila. But you don't say that part of the Isser is part of a whole Isser. No. You say it's Aser, even though it's not a part of a whole Iser, but he was Machshiv, this little bit. So while it's this little bit, it's Aser. Since you don't say part of an Iser, is even though it's less than a shear of an Iser, is a percentage of an entire Iser, so we also can't say that less than a shear of a mitzvah is part of an entire mitzvah. So according to Reb Shimon, we don't say that a chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Only dafka by surei achila mitzad achshave. There he holds the Chacham Tzvi and Reb Shimon, they hold that part, doing part of an iser is usser because of achshave. But that's only a surei achila. Because they both hold that you go baser machshava, but that doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda that you say that part of an iser is a percentage of a whole iser, even if it's less than a shear. You can say by mitzvah, the part of a mitzvah is a percentage of the whole mitzvah. You don't have to come on to achshave. Achshave is only by achila. Here we're not dealing with achila. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that you go baser machshava, so chatzi shir is not a mitzvah. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't go baser machshava, he just says the etzem act is aser. The etzem act of a chatzi shir is aser. How do we know that he holds that? Because Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yehuda says that davar shenu miskaven is aser. I mean, he doesn't follow the machshava; he just goes baser the ma'isa. So if you just go after the ma'isa, then why would a chatzi shir iser be aser? Not because of achshavei, because you're just following the ma'isa. The answer is, you know, a chatzi shir is aser because it's part of a whole shir. It's a percentage of iser. It's 50%. It's 50% aser. 50% aser is also aser. Ah, that's where we read the shita. 50% aser is also aser. Then 50% mitzvah is also a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds that chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. And therefore we can say like the Teretz of Beis Yosef that they are mechalek the Shemen into eight parts. And Anacha is a mitzvah. It's the Anacha that's the mitzvah because it's going to come later. And therefore Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner. So again, the three members of Rav, Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner, Matirim L'Beged L'Beged, and Ein Halacha Korb Shem Megreir. What's the connection? That Ein Matirim L'Beged L'Beged teaches you, even directly, is aser. It's a bizayon. And therefore, ein madlikim miner lemer doesn't only mean if there's a match in the middle, but it even means directly. But why is that? So like we saw in the Gemara, it must be because Rav holds that hanachas osa mitzvah. And the etzem hadlaka is not a mitzvah, so therefore even though you're lighting a candle of Chanukah, you're lighting a mitzvah candle, it doesn't help you because hanachas osa mitzvah. The question is why? There was a nace in the etzem hadlaka. The answer is no, like the Beis Yosef's teretz, that they only put in 1/8 of oil. Then how do we know that chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? Why would they do such a thing? Ein som chanal neis. It must be that the Gemara holds, Rav holds, that chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Therefore, they said at least do one eighth of the mitzvah. And now you know chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah because ein halacha k'rib shimon greira. Because Rav Shimon doesn't hold that part of an iser has the properties of a whole iser. He holds that a part of an iser is nothing, only a mitzar achshavei. But without the achshavei of achila, it's nothing. And therefore, part of a mitzvah is also not going to be a mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that half of an iser has the properties of a whole iser. Because he says that darvish enam miskavin is aser. He doesn't follow machshava. If he doesn't follow machshava, then why would he say that chatzi shir is aser? It's clearly not because of achshavei. It's not because of your machshava. He doesn't follow achshavei. Rather, it must be a general gzeres hakasav, that part of an Isser has the properties of an whole Isser. Ah, part of the Isser has the properties of the whole Isser. Then part of the mitzvah has the property of the whole mitzvah. And therefore you can split up into 1/8. So that explains why Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner. Because Hanacha is a mitzvah. Because the Etzem lighting wasn't a mitzvah. The Etzem lighting is only a mitzvah if it was filled up the whole way and it didn't burn. But here they split it up into 1/8. And we have a question of, And since they split into 1/8, the etzem lighting is not a mitzvah because there wasn't an ace. You just lit, there was already oil there. The ace only came later. So you see that hadlaka was a mitzvah. A hanacha was a mitzvah, not hadlaka. But then you have a shayla. But how do I know? How do I know hanacha was a mitzvah, not hadlaka was a mitzvah? The answer is, like I said, because they split it up into 1/8, and the ace only came later. Yeah, but how do you know chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? The answer is because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds chatzi shir b'mitzvah is not a mitzvah. Because he only holds by yisur tzasur al tzachshavei b'achila. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't go basur machshav, he just goes basur maisa. So if you do a maisa of a whole shir tzasur, out to the whole shir, and then why would he ask her a half a shir? He doesn't hold to this achshavei svar, so it must be he holds the gzeres hakasav, that part of a shir is the properties of a whole shir. So that would apply to yisur and heter equally, yisur and mitzvah equally. Mamela, part of a mitzvah is a whole mitzvah, is part of a whole mitzvah, and it's kedai to do, so it was kedai to light 1/8 each night. And if it's kedai to light 1/8 each night, so that must be hanacha osa mitzvah, because the nace only came later. It wasn't that they lived with the whole shir and the miracle was immediately, that would be hadlaka osa mitzvah. Hanacha osa mitzvah means they split up into eighths. So that's the shine of pilpul of the Heilig Klichemda, and he concludes, v'zeh nachon b'siyata d'shmaya. So that was Geshmak, a little piece, not long at all. You can look it up inside. Again, page 108 of the Klichemda, 108 till the top of 109. And he has more, Shaina Zach, and the whole Sefer of the Klichemda, Bechlal, is a delight to the eyes, to the mind, to the soul. It's kedai for us to learn more together. You can do it on your own, grab a chavrusa. Be mala the neshama, and be connected to the neshama of the Heilige, Heilige Yid. The Balik Lichemza of Meir Dan Plotsky, and we should all be Zelcha Lumo Dulam Elishma Velas Lakaim is called Divrei Zalman Teresu Bi Ahava Main Via Main Shalom Shalom to be the friend.